So let's talk about this new album. What do you think you guys learned from your first recording that played a part in this one?
Oh, geez. You got to play it every day. That's the big one. for the most part, the band's kind of, it's almost a new band. We had a couple guys from the first record that, wrote the record with us. And once we started touring, they realized touring really wasn't for them. We got a couple new guys that had a heavy hand in writing the new record with us. And you can hear the difference. It's just the two new minds, two new, creative angles that are they kind of go into the melting pot. So it's a little bit different from the first record.
You have a really unique voice. Who did you listen to growing up, and who do you think played a part in your sound?
That's pretty funny. Actually, I didn't really listen to a whole lot of anything when I was growing up. I really wasn't into music at all. I was kind of like this, just a asshole that, I was like getting arrested and stuff, when I was younger. It just caused trouble, and my mom said she needed a hobby, so she bought me a guitar, and she had like a cousin that played guitar, and he taught me a couple things, and that's when I really started getting into music. I was like about 14 or 15, So growing up, I wasn't like one of those little metalheads listening to Iron Maiden and all that. I really didn't even know who those bands were, I just get into that stuff, so I guess my influences are, they're just... They keep coming every day. Every band that I ever hear, I'm always trying to play catch up with a lot of the bands because I like Iron Maiden. I like all these bands that I missed during my childhood growing up. And I'm just constantly finding new influence.
Speaking of songs in the vein of Iron Maiden, or just like a really good rockin' song, reflecting, what was the creative process behind that song? It's just got so much going on as far as like the ear goes. Can you just tell us about it?
Everything that we did in the studio, we had like 2 weeks to write and record the record, and everything we did was just kind of like spur of the moment, like just how are we feeling today? We just kind of sit in the room, this band and the instrument, and just start jamming, and just started this big think tank, and just like, that's cool, how about you go to this note instead of that note, and everything was just like, just pure and raw, thinking involved, really, it's real, and as real as it gets. It's just, that's just how it all came about. I'm not really sure, it's just kind of one feeling to the next feeling, and now we hit the play button, and we're like, let's see what that sounds like. I came on paper, we're excited for the new record.
So there was no, inspiration behind reflecting, nothing that, was going on in your lives or anything like that that played a part in that song?
I mean, lyrically, what happens is we'll try to get, I'm not like one of those singers that sit around in the back lounge of us with tablet, just write lyrics all day. I'm not very poetic, if you will. I'm not that kind of lyricist. But I kind of take the music and I'll listen to it over and over and over again, and I try to pull all the feelings out of it, and all the emotions that I can, and I try to take those emotions and relate them to something that makes me feel that way. This song kind of gives me this feeling. This makes me feel that way, so that's what I'll write about. That's kind of the process I've had growing up playing music. I have written songs lyrically and I've never used them, that have all kinds of crazy meanings. All the songs are about, different stuff, different, personal stuff to political stuff. It's whatever I was feeling that song made me feel, when I wrote about.
Okay, you guys just announced the tour that you guys will be going on with some pretty big acts. How do you guys feel about that?
It's great, man. It's good to be back to work. We had like a six week break, between the Seven Dust tour and this one. So we actually just left this morning. I'm on the bus right now.
How is that? I mean, for people that, are just starting to get into this band thing, or kids that are like, growing up, or kids that are listening to you right now, how would you describe that, being on the bus and just, focusing on your music for this big chunk of time? What is it? How does it feel? What's the emotional toll on you?
Seeing your family and stuff, you know, like, especially like today, you know, leave, you know, the day we leave, you know, say goodbye to all your loved ones. You know, it's just, it's part of the, it comes with the territory, you know, it's the job we do, you know. When we're on the road, you know, it takes the first, it takes like a week to adjust. After the first week, you're kind of in road mode, and you're having a blast. And then probably a week or two before it's time to come home, you're ready to go home. You know? So when you're home, you love being home, and then you're home for a while, and you're ready to hit the road again. So it's a vicious cycle, but it's unlike any other job I've had, that's for sure.
How would you describe the difference between your in-studio sound to your live performances?
Well, you know, that's what we try to capture in the studio is that live stuff. We are a fairly aggressive band. You know, we try to be as much, you know, as in your face as possible. You know, the studio is a studio. It's more polished. It has, you know, everything's, you know, neat and orderly and live. It's just complete chaos. But, you know, I guess live, first thing you're going to notice is probably the volume. We are an extremely loud band. Our sound guy Rizzo is on sound. So, first thing, you know, we're just a loud band. You know, we like to be loud and in your face. Try to capture that as the best we can on the record.
What's on your agenda for the next year? Like, what are you guys really looking to accomplish?
We're just gonna hit the road, keep touring, keep trying to shove our music down the throat. You know, we're a very grassroots band. You know, that's kind of the approach we're taking with this whole thing. We like to just tour and meet as many people as we can. You know, we do a lot of club tours. You know, like this tour especially can be like 350, 400 people a night. You know, it's kind of smaller, you know, more intimate type of tour, so we get to meet a lot of people, go to the bar, have drinks, do shots, you know. Our motto is, if you want to make a million fans, you got to shake a million hands. You know? So that's what we're doing. We just hit the road, and we're just doing the touring thing. And we got music videos. We're shooting for Field of Fame here coming out shortly. And then just start touring.
How do you want people to be affected by this record?
Well, I mean, I want them to like it. That would help. you know, I just want people to take away from the music whatever they can, anything. You know, something positive. You know, we will get letters sometimes from people that hear a song and they'll write to us to tell us how it changed to their life. Or, you know, like this song, you know, I can relate to the song for this reason. You know, that's the whole reason we're in business. You know, we write music to entertain people and to touch people's lives. You know, that's all we can ask for people who enjoy our music and come out and see it, party with it.
For people that haven't listened to you yet, why do you think they should?
Because we're nice guys. We're stand-up guys. I don't know. I mean, I guess because we kind of need them to. You know, we wouldn't have a job if people don't come to our shows. And because we're out here doing it for them, you know, that's why we're here. We feed off an audience. You know, it helps if the audience feeds off us. So it's kind of a team effort. Need everybody.